When it comes to sin, which do you think Jesus talked about more, adultery or greed? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. As I was working on my new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible, I was surprised to learn that Jesus talked about greed 10 times more than he talked about adultery. In fact, in the Bible, the greed of Balaam the prophet, a man who wanted to take a bribe, led to what was probably God's most unusual messenger, a talking donkey who tried to save his master's life. Now that's a story your kids will love. Like most people, I have difficulty appreciating how offensive greed is to God. I tend to think that if the weight of greed were on one side of the scale and the weight of adultery was on the other, the scales would tip towards adultery as the heavier, more consequential sin. But this is not God's view. God hates greed. Perhaps more than any other sin, greed reveals what we think about Him. Greed indicates that we're placing a higher priority on things than on our relationship with God. Paul understood greed's power, and he wrote about it in 1 Timothy 6. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Contentment is the only true antidote to greed. So before you make a purchase, ask yourself whether your satisfaction with Christ will be okay with or without the item. And then you can proceed with peace. Go to MyMoneyLife.org to get more information about my brand new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible. It's available for a donation of any amount. At MyMoneyLife.org, you can also download a free chapter to get you started.